This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour on the DJV program. The fundraiser continues with our focus on helping people who need help. That is by giving just a very small amount of money, you can help a lot of people. And so as we continue to ask for your help during the Feeding America Radiothon, the lines will be open to communicate, i.e. using the website or using the radio texting. 662266 is the text. A line, or you text radio to that number. And then the rest is kind of up to you, in a manner of speaking, whatever you feel like you can donate. I think there have been a lot of small donations because people don't have a lot of money. Ladies, don't you think when you really get down to brass tacks, but even the smallest amount can be helpful. And I think that's the message that we've underscored. A lot of people who have lost their jobs, who don't have, you know, the COVID situation, some of which, as I said, has been manufactured and some of it's real, but it's all taken hold. And for people who don't have enough to eat, it's really real. And so that's why we're asking for your help, along with about 3,000 radio stations. We have 10% of the radio stations who are listening to this program, which is kind of cool. Thank you. To donate, just go to radiocares.org through the weekend or text the word radio to 662266. You're helping an excellent cause. So, Jennifer, Joe Biden has announced his plan to withdraw the U.S. military from Afghanistan. How is that being? I guess they're going to leave drones and bombers there to help the Afghanistanis. Is that going to be? What are the soldiers saying? What are the politicians saying? What are the people over in Afghanistan saying? Are we still, you know, the Taliban is still there. We haven't made a dent in them. We paid them off. What was it, $73 million to get lost while we were looking for bin Laden, and that was it. Other than that, they've still maintained their control, and we've wasted lots of money and lots of lives and lots of time over there. 20 years we've been there.
It's a long time. And look, there was a desire by President Trump and obviously now a desire by President Biden to withdraw troops. And I'm glad. I know this is not really popular with a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans, but I think people are war weary. I don't think we like having people deployed. And so while I don't think it's the most popular thing to do, I would be supportive of Biden, just like I was of Trump, to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. However, when listening to his plan, there was a couple of things that disturbed me about this. Number one, he provided the exact date that the troops would be out, which I think that's kind of a security risk. It telescopes, I think, what our plans are. And I wish that he hadn't done that and been so resolute about saying September 11th, 2021 would be the day, because I think that could be deemed a security risk by people who want it to do bad. Remember, the last time we tried to withdraw troops was under Obama. That's when we got stuck with ISIS, because there was a vacuum in Iraq and in Syria when we started pulling our troops out, and that's when this caliphate popped up. That's when we had Benghazi, and that's when we started to see terror stuff throughout the, forget just here, but throughout the globe, because there was an actual physical piece of land, property, that ISIS was controlling. And so that is a concern. You don't want that to happen. So I think the more we are forthright about what we're going to do, the worse for us. The other thing that's a little bit different, one of the conditions, so Trump had a plan to withdraw troops starting in May. Given the fact that the Taliban met a few conditions, including releasing one of our hostages that the Taliban still has in custody and adhering to a set of standards to ensure that things would be a little safer as Americans withdrew. Remember, we only have like 2,000 troops over there right now. Anyway, so the Biden administration did this condition free. They're saying we're just going to be out and we're not even getting our hostage back. And that's concerning, because this is a big give for America to leave this region. We should be getting something, not just leaving without something in return.
Right? The troops are supposed to be out by September 11th?
Correct. And that's what I'm saying. You don't want to give that date. Yes.
Yeah, right.
But you don't want to give that date because that creates a security risk. That's number one. And then number two, conditionally, why would you want to leave?
The Afghanistanis or the Saudis, but certainly their roots of it all with bin Laden being there, started on September 11th. This seems to be a very, I mean, I just looked at that and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture?
In terms of optics. Yeah, well, it's the 20th anniversary. That's why they've chosen it. But anyway, so the other point is that they still have our hostage, and there has the conditions that the Trump administration had in place have been blown out the window. So now, no matter what the Taliban does, no matter if they hand us their hostages or not, we're still leaving, which gives the United States, it lessens our leverage, right? They want us out, and we'll go, but we should take something with us. The other thing that I think that I hadn't considered under Trump or under Biden, this is something I learned yesterday. This is the closest base that the United States has, a military base, to China. And so is this the right time? And it's something I didn't know until yesterday, quite admittedly. Is this the right time to abandon a military base and hand it over to another country, another ruling faction, when China,
how do the Taliban get along with the Chinese?
I don't know.
Is there a relationship there?
No idea.
But I found interesting, and this is that Joe Biden called up George Bush to tell him he was doing it. I thought that was kind of interesting.
It's kind of appropriate, I think. Usually that's more pomp and circumstance as to, you know, whoever started the war gets the heads up if they're still living. That's kind of traditional.
Remember that thing you did that lasted 20 years and no one's in favor of? Yeah, I'm ending that now.
The other thing that is a little unnerving are all of the military experts that have come forward saying that Joe Biden's instincts on foreign policy have always been awful. So hopefully this one's not one of those things.
Well, but everybody else wanted to do it. I thought it was interesting. Lindsey Graham said that this is paving the way for another September.
John McCain and Lindsey Graham have always been about more military presence outside of the country. So that shouldn't be surprising. That's why I'm saying I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle on this. I don't feel like I'm riding the Republican line at all, because I think people's appetite, I mean, just understanding what America wants, we want our troops home. But again, you don't want to do it in a way that's reckless. So that's why I would say there should be some kind of middle ground here for the Biden administration. I know he hates to look at what the Trump administration did, but to at least get our hostages back and at least make the Taliban meet some conditions before we pull out, I think would be really appropriate. Unfortunately, that was not part of the plan that he rolled out this week.
But we also don't know what happens in private talks, too. You know?
Yeah, you never know. Exactly.
So, we usually do because of a lot of leaks. There are no private talks when it comes to the
bill. There's some truth to that as well. Speaking of truth, situation with Major League Baseball, still a lot of attention. Remember they said last week they're going to take the All-Star game out of Georgia. So what does that mean? We'll pursue that and perhaps get a good answer to that question, if there is a good answer, right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system. combining layers of MyPillow Fill, Impact Gel, and Comfort Memory Foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. All right, so let's see if we can figure out what's going on. I'm confused.
No.
You'll find that hard to believe. But there's somebody in the Congress who wants to ensure that Major League Baseball is going to have to step up for all the lost business as a result of their decision to yank the All-Star game out of Atlanta. So is this kind of stuff go anywhere? Should the Major League Baseball people be held responsible for all the lost business? And how are you going to come up with a number? And who gets it?
Well, here's the reason for it. This congressperson is Buddy Carter, and he put together legislation that would hold Major League Baseball responsible for the business revenue that's lost. Now, if we think about this, I think it's a gray area. If you are a business in Atlanta and you just kind of hanging out and the All-Star game was going to be there, then it's not. That's really not impactful of your business. Yeah, you probably would have had more business if the All-Star game had come. But remember what happens in advance of a big event like this, whether it's an All-Star game, Olympics, a Super Bowl. There are a lot of businesses that spend a lot of money to get ready for the onslaught. For instance, stadiums get retrofitted. All of the stuff around the stadium, hotels make upgrades, restaurants make upgrades, shopping districts make upgrades because they're waiting for the in the anticipation
like the Olympics,
that this is a big event. Sense. Right. And so
event,
for all of those businesses that spent money and then Major League Baseball makes an idiotic move to move it out of Atlanta, those people are stuck holding the price tag. Many of them are black-owned businesses, by the way, and many of them probably suffering, whether they're black, white, or brown-owned businesses or orange-owned businesses have been suffering because of the pandemic. So this representative is like, well, maybe we need to go after Major League Baseball to help offset some of these costs for retrofitting our city in preparation.
Should
and,
we?
You know?
What do you think, ladies?
I mean, business loss. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure maybe they have insurance about this. I mean, I think that it's reasonable. It's reasonable to let the courts decide.
I mean, I think if there's a contract, then obviously, if they're, you know, in breach.
There was a contract.
So then, MLB should be on the hook then, depending on what's in the contract.
All right, speaking of who's on the hook, a lot of yak this week about packing the Supreme Court in a move that I don't think is very smart. I don't see why we need more than 9 members of the court.
You're not alone. Every member of the Supreme Court, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said that this was a terrible idea. But Democrats do not care. They already control the House of Representatives. They already control the Senate. They already control the White House. But now they want to control the Supreme Court. And what's so silly here is that the Supreme Court should not be considered by politics. It's about how people apply the law. Yet they want to try to find people that would be progressive justices that won't worry so much about the law and act as activists.
Much more of a factor in this,
my that's on both sides of the aisle. Clarence Thomas and Scalia, I mean, that everybody had lots of political opinions.
So did Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I understand that. I'm saying this is not just
but
on the left.
It doesn't mean it's right.
But I trust that Clarence Thomas and Amy Coney Barrett and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, even Stephen Breyer, who's very liberal, I trust that they're still applying the law and that they're not acting as activists. I actually trust every Democrat appointed justice.
Well, I think you saw that with John Roberts. Roberts,
right. I mean,
was supposed to be this, and he's not what anybody expected him to
be. They're applying the law as they see fit. What you don't want is an activist, and there's a new plan out announced by the Democrats. They want to put 13 justices on the Supreme Court. They're going to need 60 votes in
nonsense.
The Senate to do it, but
they
still
won't get them. Yeah, they won't get it. And they shouldn't get it. It just is enough is enough is enough is enough is enough. So anyway, I just find that the continuing focus on this and the politics of everything. Everything is political.
Well, I also think that there should be some, you know, limits because we had a one-term president who appointed how many justices?
That's
3?
Because they died. I mean, it just so happens.
That's their job.
Yeah, president, but I think you have to. That's
the
part
roll
of the problem.
The dice.
Well, and that's why they say elections have consequences, right? Biden's pushing through everything. That's the consequence. Trump had three justices die while he was president. That's a consequence of his election. It's just
in the next half hour, we investigate China, or we ask the question, should China be investigated? Get an answer to that. It's 21 after right now.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're in really good shape here on the DJV program. And when I say that, I'm talking about our minds as well as our bodies. So the mind moving into the fast-forward gear here and trending, there are some things that I find. I actually was taken back. I saw this for the first time on our trending list, Jay, this Idris Elba thing with the BBC saying through their diversity chief that he's not black enough.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So Luther is a BBC show. The series ran from 2010 to 2019, and the BBC's diversity chief, Miranda Wayland, who is a black woman, said that it's just Luther, the character, wasn't authentic enough because he didn't have any black friends, he doesn't eat any Caribbean food. And,
oh my God.
And this is coming from the diversity chief. And but, I mean,
so
obviously,
so that his the character meaning, like the writing, she felt was not. The way the character was written, he wasn't black enough. That's what she was saying?
Yep, her direct quote, doesn't have any black friends, and he doesn't eat any Caribbean food. This doesn't feel authentic.
Okay. Right,
these people should just go, shut up and go away. And my God. So what are the people on Twitter and some of the other social media saying about this, their reaction to it?
At the Bembridge says, so Luther wasn't diverse because he wasn't a stereotype? Question mark. Calvin Robinson said, yesterday it was implied I'm not black enough because I didn't have any black friends in my photos. And now, today, BBC's diversity chief says Idris Elba's Luther isn't black enough because he doesn't have any black friends. These lazy stereotypes are racist.
They are. I agree with that statement 100%. Completely racist.
I mean, can people just be allowed to?
Jeepers. All right, so there are other comments. You can see them, you can read them at DJV Show. What's the story of this body that was found in the Mississippi River?
Yeah, this is just heartbreaking. So Corey Gauthier, a Louisiana State University freshman, she was reported missing a week ago. officials found her body in the Mississippi River. She was last seen alive heading to her dorm room on campus, and her car was found abandoned, still running, her phone, her purse, everything inside it, on the I-10 Mississippi Bridge in Baton Rouge. The car had been in an accident, and there is no foul play suspected.
Really? Well, in that same sort of, in that drift, remember the disappearance of Kristen Smart that goes back to, what, 1996 or something like that? That's got to be trending. A lot of people are interested in her fate, which seems to have now resurfaced because they figured out how she was killed. Is that right? How did they figure it out without a body? How did they figure it out?
Well, I think now they found the body. This was a cold case. And turns out this 19-year-old at the time tried to accost her, rape her. They say attempted rape. I'm not sure.
They did find the body? I didn't.
I think that they might have. I'm waiting for a confirmation, but I think that there was something. There was like some evidence of remains. Obviously, you're not going to find a body 20 years.
No, I'm sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, this predator, 19-year-old, obviously tries to rape her and murders her. And then his father helped him hide the evidence, and both of them have been arrested.
The father of the person who was
the
responsible?
19-year-old. The father of the guy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about this is that, you know, we've been talking about, like, a lot of, you know, true crime podcasts have led to so many arrests and breakthroughs in cases. This is yet another example. The Your Own Backyard true crime podcast, the county sheriff said without the podcast, they may not have ever been able to arrest these people.
Yeah, I heard you say that. That's pretty interesting how influential some of this stuff is now. People are paying. I've never listened to a podcast other than my own in my life.
Awesome.
Well, Jay, do you listen to podcasts?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, on what? What's the focus of the podcast? What are you listening to?
I only listen to Beauty Pod.
What's the name of your
podcast? Victoria's Podcast.
Yeah. Victoria?
Which Jen clearly doesn't listen to. Thanks for the plug.
Leave me alone.
Beauty Pop is my
name. Beauty Pop!
I was close!
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, arrived in China on Wednesday. the first Biden administration official to visit the country to discuss global climate ambition. All this while FBI Director Chris Wray says China is America's number one threat.
We're opening a new investigation in China every 10 hours, and I can assure the committee that's not because our folks don't have anything to do with their time. We have now over 2,000 investigations that tie back to the Chinese government.
Kerry's trip is ahead of a virtual climate summit that President Biden plans to host for dozens of world leaders later this month. While protesters gathered in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center to protest the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, there was an easing of tension, according to law enforcement officials, hours after the former police officer was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. Kim Potter, who resigned as Brooklyn Center police officer this week, posted bail and is scheduled in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia. The race will be televised on Fox and Motor Racing Network. We recently caught up with driver Brad Keselowski and asked him about the Richmond Raceway.
Richmond was kind of a dominant race for us last fall. I was super disappointed that Richmond in the spring got canceled because of COVID, because I thought it would be really good. But I'm looking forward to going back and hopeful to have the same success we had last fall. It's certainly a track that I've had circled. You know, Jeremy Bowens, my crew chief, and the whole team did such a great job preparing the car for that racetrack. So hopefully we can repeat.
Driver William Byron was asked to compare Richmond to other tracks.
You know, I think it honestly is its own beast. I mean, it kind of is like Atlanta with the surface. But then you've got some aspects of it that are similar to Phoenix, I guess. So it's, you know, it's really kind of its own beast. It's very low grip. You know, even lower grip in the race car than it looks. So it's always kind of a challenge to manage the throttle there. You've got to kind of, you know, sometimes you're running half throttle down straightaway just to keep the tires under it, later on in a run. So it's a challenge.
NASA's $800 million Mars lander is in an energy crisis because of dirt on the solar panels. InSight, which landed on Mars in 2018, is in need of a windstorm to blow the panels clean. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour, DJV time. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, at your service, on your side. To investigate or not to investigate, that is the question. Of course they need to be investigated. So who's saying the Chinese need to be investigated, Victoria?
FBI Director Christopher Wray testified in, he told the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee
on Wednesday, he said that the FBI has more than 2,000 investigations that tie back to the Chinese government, and that they're opening a new one every 10 hours. He said no other country represented more of a threat to the U.S.'s economic security and democratic ideals than China, adding that its ability to influence American institutions, which is like what Jen has been saying with Hollywood especially, he says it's deep and wide and persistent.
Well, look at what I said this week about Chem China.
Right.
They are one of the four now controlling influences in the world food supply because of their control of seeds. And so we just keep letting, we keep rolling over our country, the rest of the world, doing business with China, just like pretty much as normal. They're responsible for this pandemic that has created the death and destruction of hundreds of millions of people's lives all around the planet. What are we doing? Nothing. We're just doing nothing. It's pathetic, frankly. So well, what will the face of this investigation look like?
Well, I mean, there are 2,000 that he says that they have active right now. In particular, he identified one indictment relating to a Chinese government operation called Fox Hunt, and he alleged that Beijing was conducting uncoordinated illegal law enforcement activity on U.S. soil as a means to threaten, intimidate, harass, and blackmail members of the ethnically Chinese diaspora. So, I don't know. It's there. He's basically was talking about how infiltrating, and we know this, like you just said, we have a million examples of how China infiltrates everything. And so apparently the Chinese government.
Cheap crap in the Dollar General store and in Walmart and wherever else you go to find it, just is, it's pathetic.
Well, and that's, you know, that's something that the, you know, we, that needs to be addressed. The supply chain, the U.S. supply chain has to be addressed. This is, this is not anything new. This isn't something someone created overnight and can be fixed overnight. This is so, they're so interwoven in every aspect. When you go online, because, you know, we're in the process of moving, so I've had to buy some new things, and I am so hyper aware now of where everything's made. If I find any country other than China, I'm like, this is a, it, like, it's a celebration if somebody makes something. But so many companies, and this is where I like what Joe Biden's trying to do with this whole loophole thing, so many companies go, proudly designed in the USA, and it's like, well, wait a minute, but where's it actually made?
Exactly.
And so many companies are slapping that label proudly, just, you know, proudly invented in the USA.
People are getting sensitive to it. People are getting sensitive and finally getting smart to all this stuff. Whether it's too late or not, you know, remains to be seen. But we certainly have a lot of stuff going on in this country that's very undesirable, very unhealthy.
And it's kind of uniting in a sense because Republicans, Democrats, everybody in between, all my friends on various sides of aisles, we're all united in that front of, I'm not buying cheap crap from China. We're just not going to do it. And doing a little more research into what you're buying, it's not hard to figure it out. It's always, it has to be listed where stuff is made. So, you know, you can find some other items that are, that you wouldn't think could be made here, but are.
I want to go back a little bit, if I may, Jennifer, to something, and Jay, we were talking about the last half hour, something that was trending regarding a character that Idris Elba plays in some BBC show. The name of the character is Luther. So I'm looking around, and every day there are one, two, three, four of these stories. Here's another one. Supposedly, California is promoting dismantling racism in mathematics. What is racism in mathematics?
You didn't know that math was racist, did you?
I hadn't the slightest idea that math was racist. So what are we confronting here that's a pig in a poke?
A public nuisance?
It is a public nuisance. It's becoming...
No, I mean
it
mathematics.
Is.
I didn't mean the group. I meant the mathematics, public nuisance. It was a public nuisance to me. It took me a while to wrap my brain around math. But
I'm trying to wrap my brain around
what
it means to have racism in mathematics.
So there's a group that is going after the California Education Department. And they're trying to get them to consider implementing a framework that would put in some pretty controversial ideas about race and mathematics. It's called the Pathway to Equitable Math Instruction. And it caught fire kind of in February, where I guess
there was a story about Oregon kind of doing the same thing, and then people at home in California realized, wait a second, we've got a proposal for that too. So the plan advises, among other things, the focus on finding the right answer is an example of white supremacy infiltrating classrooms. They say that the concept of mathematics being purely objective is false, and teaching it is even much less so. They said that upholding the idea that there's always a right and wrong answer to perpetuate objectivity is a way to project fear and to promote conflict. So if you have, and think about this, I mean, this is really, it seems very absurd and abstract, but what have I said forever? Like, I have, you guys know this, right here. We are Democrats or Republicans. Some of us are kind of in between, but we're all friends. Half of my family do not agree with me politically. More than half of my friend group do not agree with me politically, but in the old days, we used to be able to, like, realize we had different ways of getting there, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or whatever your political perspective. But we could always, but we always agreed on truth, right? We'd say, okay, here's the problem, and then I think we should solve it this way, and maybe you think we should solve it that way. But now, truth has been removed. We have news media outlets that are no longer trustworthy, that are promoting multiple, to use a Kellyanne Conway term, alternative facts. So no one knows what the heck is true. We had an example of that now today. We're talking about the death of Dante Wright. One publication says that they have court documents saying that he was jumping warrant on aggravated assault. Then you have another publication that says he didn't show up for a warrant that was on a Zoom call. And then which one's telling the truth? I mean, it's really hard to know. So this is another extension of that, to say now, because mathematics has an absolute truth, that is somehow racist, because we are objectively saying that this is the answer.
All right.
That
so,
is the crazy theory behind it.
It is, but this is so broad, and there is legitimacy. I don't want people to think that I don't think that there is legitimacy to the claims from black people that there is racist thinking and exercising of one's duty or whatever it is in public and private circles. I think there is still racism. I think it exists on both sides, frankly. Both black and white people are guilty of racism. You never hear it applied to black people on whites, but it does exist. It's very clear in my community it exists. But then there are these circumstances, like the soldier who was charged apparently this week after he was depicted in a video that went viral accosting and shoving a black man around in a neighborhood. He's been charged with third-degree assault when he claims just because the guy is black in his neighborhood, you're in the wrong neighborhood, get out of here. You know, that sounds like, who's that Trayvon Martin, and what was the guy's name that, remember that case from?
George Zimmerman.
Zimmerman, right. Isn't it? I mean, you're in the wrong neighborhood.
Well, that's Ahmaud Arbery, who was hunted down and murdered, and he was on a jog because he was jogging through a white neighborhood.
The wrong neighborhood. Yeah.
I mean, well, it's not the. How is it the wrong neighborhood? It's a
well,
neighborhood.
Well, I'm just saying that's what
know,
that's the line
property.
From them. This soldier says this guy shouldn't be in my neighborhood because he's black. Who the hell thinks like that? And that's the other side of it. You see, that's why the imbalance here of thinking, and, you know, then we go so far with that stupid stuff about math, we're losing our perspective on
Well,
things,
and we're also, I we've think. Got, and this is what I think is really dangerous, is to say that, I mean, there is a truth in everything, whether we're cool enough and smart enough and have big enough brains to figure it out, that can be argued, but there is a truth in everything. And that's why this plan is that they're saying that having an answer to something, one right answer, is somehow racist because it doesn't, it makes you think that you're not open to conflict or discussion about certain things. But just to your point about the racist stuff, I think what makes me nuts is that I'm not a Pollyanna. I believe that there are racist people, and I believe that there are racist things that happen in this country.
Yep.
But what happens is you take that, and unfortunately, this is where I nail the media again, particularly the media and some of our elected officials, take that one grain of truth that there are some racist people around here. And by the way, there are racist people who hate white people, black people, brown people. There are people who hate people out there for reasons that are stupid, like their skin color.
Look at the Asian hate right now. It's insane.
The Asian hate's another one. So this stuff does exist. But we take a seed And then the media blows it up into this huge story that makes it seem, it is so irresponsible to suggest that this shooting, Dante Wright shooting, had anything to do with race. No one knows that it does, but that's immediately where the media went. That's immediately where the governor of Minnesota went, another black man being killed by a police officer. All of those headlines are probably false. I don't think this had anything to do with race. We're going to find out if it did, but it seems like a bad turn of events, unfortunately. And so by putting out there that it's race, now you have an entire group of people, black men who are afraid, police who are afraid to police or touch suspects, and so everybody's scared, and this is ending up in death. And I'm going to say anybody who perpetuates this narrative of racism right now that doesn't really know for sure if it is or not, they've got blood on their hands for this. People are dying now because of this. And so we, have to take a breath.
Everything gets pushed way out of control. The virus has gotten out of control. I mean, so do we apply the same thinking to the Gates story? How is that overblown? Is he really not such a bad guy? Or is he, he seems like a moron to me. I don't know whether he's guilty of a bunch of other stuff, but for me, he just isn't the kind of guy I'd like to. I'd like to think the best people would run for Congress, and we have. That's probably very Pollyannish.
Well,
you know,
he had something come out this week that sort of bolsters his claim now, and that is that CNN got caught by Project Veritas, and Project Veritas has employees of CNN.
Latin for truth.
Yeah,
and
they released a video of CNN employees talking about how they were going to target Matt Gaetz because he was a threat to Democrats and he was an up-and-coming rising star and they wanted to take him down. And they're on video now at CNN saying that, just like they admitted a video yesterday. It's like a three-part release. And so day one was these employees at CNN saying, yeah, we work here so that we can take Trump out of office. This is our goal here, is to present, this is my favorite, Biden as a young geriatric and show that Trump is a dictator. This is a news organization. This is not about writing a script or
a news organization
make people look like
it's a propaganda organization, as MSNBC is, as most of the
and
well,
Newsmax
all of them are.
And Fox
yeah,
News.
They're
it's
all
the
them.
Same. Put them all in,
the,
in one big bag because they're
back
all
back to where's truth, and nobody has it. So we
nobody
all just, you know, we see what we see on social media. We see what we see from people that we follow, and we don't know if we're telling people the truth or not. It's ridiculous. Where is the truth? Where is it?
Yeah. But to answer your Gates thing, though, Doug, the latest thing that we've heard so far is that the guy, Joel Greenberg, who is Gates's, I don't know, buddy, confidant, whatever you want to call him, he made 150 Venmo payments to young girls, young women, including someone who was 17 at the time.
On behalf
so
of Gates.
Well, we don't know that. No, this guy's cut a deal. So this guy's cut a deal because he knows he's in it up to his eyeballs, and I don't know if this... It doesn't look good for Gates, but we don't know.
I bet there's
a lot
of lower-level Florida politicians who are pretty shook up right now, too.
Probably, yeah.
Where's Elvis and all shook up when you need him? It's 47 after the hour on the DJV show.
Anxiety meds? Everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions. We got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. So I hear, pardon the pun, that the loss of sight may be increased. There's a lot of news about dementia, it seems, floating around right now, and people who have it. I noticed that somebody, I'm trying to remember, some television guy, the zoo guy, Jack Hanna, has dementia, and one wonders about what, you know, are we going into an epidemic with this stuff? And one of the onslaughts, according to some people, is that you're likely to lose your sight. Is that something new?
Well, it's actually, and it was published just this week in the medical journal Neurology, it's the combination of losing both sight and hearing. That is very suggestive that there's dementia. That dramatically increases the risk of developing dementia. It doesn't mean you're absolutely going to get it, but, you know, you just may want to be checked, watched. If you suddenly have decrease in the wonders of your sight, decreasing your hearing ability. Those two functions are diminishing together. You really want to talk to your doctor and make sure that you're doing whatever you can to lower the risk of getting dementia. And much of that is what you do to keep your heart healthy, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, and any other specific item to you, individualized, that your doctor would be able to help you with to, if possible, lower your risk of getting dementia. And then also watching and seeing whether you do, and dealing with whatever you can to deal with this. But just be aware of sight and hearing loss occurring at the same time. It's a huge risk that dementia is risk is way up and maybe around the corner.
All right. Dr. Ken was talking about erectile dysfunction as it applies to men who have had COVID. Let's talk about breast cancer, because it's on the rise in younger women. I know some folks associated with this program have had some concerns about it, had some worrying times, scary times. So is it true that breast cancer is on the rise or on the decline?
Well, the breast cancer rates do seem to be increasing in younger women. And, are they smoking more than they were in the past? I think perhaps they're drinking more than they were in the past. Alcohol certainly is a big risk factor.
Alcohol is, really.
Absolutely.
I thought smoking was, but why do you suppose it is the psychology of why young women especially think smoking is going to keep them thin, without any regard to what it does to, I mean, the way you smell, the way you look? It's just, I know that's a social sort of thing, maybe not a medical thing, but it just is amazing how it is that people think. Is it lack of education as much as anything else? I mean, are they not teaching in school in biology what happens to your body if you put that smoke in your body?
I mean, 20 and 30-year-olds, they think they're invincible.
Yeah. I think that some of us, no matter what our age, think that we are invincible.
But that's probably the peak of it.
Right. Okay. Well, let's keep talking about girls for a minute. A question about social media and the number of hours that teens, especially teen girls, are spending on social media seems to be, according to some, a suicide risk. More young women committing suicide. The suicide rates in this country are nuts.
Well, it's all with the depression that's associated with the current times. And that's the end stage of depression, the most severe form, and what we're so concerned about with depression. And with we just talked about with COVID-19, how depression is spiking up. So you're going to see it. Social media, it creates these false expectations of what I'm supposed to be, what I can't be, the frustration and the bullying. So that's where it all is. And so parents, especially with their teenagers, have to be so careful with their social media experiences.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. All right. I don't know. We have time for this. We only have a few seconds left. Yeah, no, I was going to talk about the question about red meat and drinking lots of wine and stuff, but we'll save that. A lot of questions. You got a question for Dr. Ken? Send it along to me, doug@dougstefan.com. That's an easy way to do it. Don't forget about our podcast and an additional asset every week. You can catch up with what Ken is talking about at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, his clinic in Florida. Reach him there at 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.